Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. This hit show provides the information, inspiration, and tools people need to make positive changes in all areas of life. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of higher energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. So wake up, step up, and power up. You are listening to A Shot of Joe now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to A Shot of Joe. This is Joe Nunziata here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to welcome you and thank you so much for being with me here today. So today, you know, it's an interesting part of doing this work for a long period of time and working on myself and energy and helping others and, of course, getting help from others and so forth. One of the things that was a really interesting part of the work for me was learning about expectations. And this is something that has really, it's simplistic to a degree, but it has also been one of the most powerful lessons that I've learned and not realized as I was continuing along my journey was how big of a role expectations played in my life and everybody's life and how they really changed how I lived, what I did, how I reacted to people, how it created a lot of stress for me. So a lot of different things that happened to me in the world of expectation, and I want to share this with you today to kind of help you get a better handle on how these expectations are impacting your life and how they are really creating, in effect, some stress and a lot of distress for you. So let's talk about what is an expectation and why is it so powerful. So when we think about an expectation, what it really comes down to is you as people, and we really can't help this because it's part of how we live. We have certain expectations in life. We have certain things that we expect to happen. Let's start with some basics. So we have some basic expectations that we have every day. You wake up in the morning. You go, most of us go into the bathroom right away. You look in the mirror and you expect to see yourself. You don't expect to see Elvis, right? You expect to see you. So believe it or not, that is an expectation. Because you did expect something to happen. So you turn on the faucet, you expect water to come out of it, right? You go down into your car, if you're going to work or whatever you're doing, you expect the car to start. So the whole day that we have, you know, we go to take a train or a bus or whatever. Being a New Yorker originally, a lot of our life revolved around mass transit, and we had to take trains, and we expect, you know, you expected certain things. Now, again, this is not like you wake up in the morning and say, who am I going to see in the mirror today? It's just normal. It's just kind of it's kind of an undercurrent of life that we have all these different expectations and we go through life. And sometimes these things don't work. Sometimes you turn the faucet on and it doesn't work. Or you go to start your car and it doesn't start, which is fine. You know, then we have to deal with that issue and say, well, okay, I have to call somebody or get this fixed or whatever the case may be. So these expectations are not necessarily the end of the world. They're just kind of part of how we live, but they are a part of our lives. Now, there are people who, you know, I've met as doing this work that really have a hard time handling anything that does not work out correctly. So a simple thing like, okay, the water was out or the car didn't start will send them into a panic attack or something along the or an emotional upheaval because they're not even prepared to deal with the slightest thing or obstacle that comes up that doesn't stay aligned with their expectation. So that's something that happens. Some people are very hypersensitive to any little disruption. Most people, for the most part, you know, you can deal with little issues here and there, little things that happen, these little inconveniences, so to speak, that we deal with in life. So for you, it's kind of look at yourself and say, you know, how much do I get affected by daily, day-to-day things that I expect to happen? You know, maybe something happens at work or somebody came in late, whatever it is, little things that you expect that don't work out necessarily the way you'd like, how do you handle it? Does it create a lot of distress or upset for you? So that's the first thing that you want to just kind of be aware of to say, you know, where am I at regarding my expectation levels and where am I at in that part? Now, where this gets a little more interesting is when we get into what I think of as these higher level or deeper expectations where they start to create problems for us. So one of those areas probably, and one of the most impactful areas, is really what we expect others to do. So we hold an expectation of what I expect other people to do. Now, understand something. Your expectation is based on your idea of what is the right thing to do. Let's get started there. Now, a lot of people, it's funny, I've had people say to me, and you know, this is something that's occurred very often as I've been out there doing this, where people say, well, you know, people don't do the right thing. So when I hear that and people say to me, you know, they're not doing the right thing, I know that that person is now in a state of judgment because you've decided what the right thing is. You've made a decision to say, well, this is right and this is wrong. Now, here's one of the things that happens in the world of energy. In the world of energy, there is no right and wrong. There is no good and bad. There simply is what it is. And people will argue with me to say, well, if somebody was violent or if somebody hurt somebody or if somebody stole money from somebody, isn't that wrong? Well, it becomes a tricky situation because we look at this from the perspective of energetically, we're creating our lives based on our vibration of energy. So if someone does something that I perceive as them doing something to me, I need to look at myself and say, well, I must be vibrating energy that created a circumstance like that in my life. So in that case, if I look at it that way and say, wow, somebody was betrayed me, somebody was dishonest with me, somebody promised me something and didn't deliver it, our natural tendency is to say, well, that person is wrong. That person did something wrong. On the other side of the coin, we're going to say, well, okay, I got you, but at a higher level of energy and awareness, I know, I say to myself now, and of course, I was the same person that when I started out, I would say that person did something wrong or that person hurt me or that person did something to me that they shouldn't have done. I would then cast them as the victim. I'm sorry, cast myself as the victim, cast them as the villain. I always say you can't be a victim without a villain. So I had a villain. I had a person to be mad at. And then what I would do, which of course is a very great tactic, is to say, okay, I'm going to go out now and find other people to validate my story. So I'm going to call up my friend and tell him what so-and-so did and say, don't you think that was wrong? And when that person validates, now understand something, it's kind of like skewing the situation because I'm going to deliver the message to that person in a way that makes the other person wrong, right? You ever get one of those phone calls? Let me tell you what so-and-so did. They did this, they did this, they did this. Isn't that wrong? So if I position it that way to most people, they're going to say, oh, yeah, you're right. So now once I get validated, I feel like I am within my rights to be upset and to cast that person in a negative light because I've created the judgment that they were wrong. So again, this is off an expectation. This is based on an expectation. I had an expectation that you were going to do a certain thing. Now, I have a friend, we grew up, and it was funny growing up, a bunch of us, you know, old guys going out, and one of my friends was always late. Oh, I mean, no matter what we were doing, he was late. So we started to, at one point, because we knew our expectation was he was going to be late. It was upsetting. It was annoying. So we started to tell him like 30 minutes earlier, we would pick him up and he would be ready when we got there, we hoped, and sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. But in the beginning, we used to all get upset and frustrated and yell, come on, man, you're never on time. What's going on? How come you can't be ready? And we're all coming here. We have to get somewhere and you're always late. So we were creating an expectation for him to expect him to listen to our complaints. So it's because these were complaints that we had about him. As we complained to him, and then we expected the next time for him to be ready. And then, of course, he wasn't. And then we would get upset again. So you see how the cycle keeps going. So you have a person like this, you say, well, they're always late. They're difficult to deal with. They're annoying. But I keep, for some reason, expecting them to now all of a sudden change. When historically, because understand something, if you want to predict the future, the easiest way to do it is to just look at the behavior of the past. Because very few people actually change their behavior. Their behavior always stays the same. So when you look at people you know and you say, well, I'm expecting or I'm waiting for this person to be different, which is creating an expectation. And that every time they don't do it, you get upset. But when you really look at it, you say, well, they've always done that. So why am I expecting them to be different? And I had this in a situation with someone I was coaching at one point, and she was talking about a wedding. We have a wedding and we all have to be on time. And this person was late and caused all this trouble. And I was so angry. So I said, is this person always late? She said, always late. They're always late. They never came on time in their lives. They've always been a problem. They've never been ready. But I thought, see, here's an expectation that because it was a wedding, they would be on time. See, I thought because so what happened was now I've created what I think of as a conditional expectation, right? It's a conditional expectation because the conditional expectation means because it's a different situation, I expect this person to now change, which of course makes no sense, right? Because I'm still, it doesn't, because to that person who's going to keep being late in this example, they don't see it that way. They're just like, hey, I'm going to do what I do. I'm the one who created the conditional expectation. So I'm saying in this case, even though you're always late, I'm creating an expectation that this time, because this is more important, that you will be on time. And then of course the person is not on time. And then you get upset and aggravated because you've set this conditional expectation that they could not live up to. This is what you want to be aware of, to say to yourself, am I doing this, setting expectation in certain cases across the board, and then creating a conditional expectation when something different is happening, and then I'm going to expect the person to act differently. So by doing this, what you're doing is you continue to create pain for yourself because that person is still not going to do what you want them to do. So of course, the question becomes, how do I handle that situation? How do we handle this creating an expectation and then dealing with these people in our lives? So I'm going to talk about that on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about how do we deal with our own expectation, the expectations of others, and how to go forward in a positive way. So this is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe here on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you. After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being with me here today. So we left off the last segment talking about expectations and conditional expectations and basically looking at how this affects our lives. So we're talking about someone's always late. I'm expecting them to be on time. They continue to come late. Now it's a big event, a wedding. In this example that I was using, person came late. I'm going to continue to be upset. So the question, of course, for us going forward is, how do I deal with this in a positive way? How do I go forward in a different energy so I can, so this does not create destruction in my life? And the bottom line is this. It begins with you saying, I have to accept, in this case, that this person is going to be late. I must accept that. Now, by accepting it, what you do is you remove all the tension, then you remove all that toxic energy that you're holding on to. But now you have to make a choice. And this is an empowered choice to say to yourself, based on the fact that I know this person is always going to be late, what am I going to do? So your empowered choice is to say, if I choose to continue to deal with them, then I accept that they are going to be late. I accept that. And I know going into it that that's what's happening. So when I move into acceptance, because understand something, when you're placing the judgment and wanting the person to act the way you want them to act, which is really you being in an egoic state, you're creating a resistant energy. You're creating negative energy. And that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to create negative energy. You don't want to create tension, because that's what's happening. Because you're almost, it's actually a situation where you already know that the minute you made a plan with that person, you started to create negativity and distress. Because you know they're going to come late and you're going to be upset. So now if I move into acceptance and I say, I accept that that person is going to be late, I have to choose whether or not I want to continue to deal with them. Now people will say to me, well, that's my family member. That's a person that's part of our family. We have to deal with it. What are we supposed to do? So the question is, how do I deal with it? So I'll tell you my quick story of expectation and how I freed myself from this and moved into a different place. So I had a situation where I had a family member who always came late to an event that we had. I mean, like a holiday. We would say we're going to eat a certain time and we're going to have a holiday and this person's going to show up. You know, we told everybody to come at a certain time because we wanted to eat dinner at a certain time. And this person always came. This is a, you know, close family member who always came late. And I don't mean 10 minutes late. I mean an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. Wouldn't show up whenever they wanted. And in the past, because we were always kind of, we were going to all eat when everybody's here. We would wait. We would sit there and wait for this person to show up, and they would come in and they would be like, oh, they're finally here. Like, thank God, now we can have our lives. And I used to be so angry because I said, so disrespectful. I can't believe you're doing that. This is wrong. See, again, all the judgments and all my own junk. right? This is wrong. You shouldn't do that. This is negative. You don't care about anybody else, right? I'm putting all my stuff out there. And of course, everybody else agreed because everybody was upset because they're saying we want to eat dinner and the person's not here and the whole story. So this went on for a couple of years. I hate to say that, but it went on for, it was a long time ago, but it went on a few years in a row. I was getting into this work. So finally I said, okay, here's the deal. The next holiday that we're having, we are going to eat our dinner at a certain time. And if this person is not here, we're just going to do that anyway. So that's what we, so now by doing that, see, so what happened was I removed the tension because now I'm not sitting there already upset. I would wake up in the morning on these days before and already be upset because I knew what was going to happen. So think about what's happening. I'm setting myself up to be upset and distressed. Why would I do that? But it's part of our desire to hold these expectations and keep ourselves in pain. So what I want you to do is just let it go. So I said, we're just going to eat at this time anyway. I'm not going to allow this person to disrupt my energy. So that's exactly what happened. The day came. Person wasn't there. We decided to eat anyway. We ate our dinner. All of a sudden, they showed up. Now, here's the interesting part of expectation. This person, this family member, who showed up an hour and a half late, was expecting us all to be waiting for them. And then when they arrived and said, well, we've already eaten. We have a plate for you over here if you want to, you know, have your dinner. But it's over here off to the side and you can have it and put it in the microwave, do whatever you want. We moved on with our day. So it disrupted the whole energy because now this person got to experience the feeling of saying, wow, I did not dictate this situation. Because see, that person on an unconscious level trying to control the situation, be special, have everybody look to them and wait for them. So, but you see, it wasn't negative. I didn't do anything negative. I wasn't trying to hurt this person. I wasn't trying to create any negativity. I was just saying, hey, I'm going to do this. This is the best thing for me and my family and all my guests. And that's it. But I removed the tension. I removed the expectation. So this is something for you. Because if you want to go forward and remove all this distress and tension, it's important for you to let this go. And you have to choose, how am I going to handle this situation in a positive way? How will I handle this in a way that is empowering? Because it must be empowering for you. And it's not about you taking, again, power from somebody else. It's just about you saying, I need to handle the situation in a way that makes me feel like good. And I'm not looking to hurt someone. See, you're not looking to hurt someone. And I had this with a friend who I was helping at the time. One of my friends was dealing with his brother-in-law, who was also one of these kind of people, always coming late and never respected anybody's time and was difficult to deal with. And he said, you know, we were driving out. He was in New York and he was driving out to the Hamptons and he was going out, taking a whole family out there, and they were supposed to leave a certain time. And if you're from New York and if you understand that trip, there's traffic and you want to leave early and the whole thing. So he said, you know, the guy's supposed to be there. He said, every time we do it, he comes late. We're all waiting. I got kids in the car. He keeps us waiting. Get everybody out. Go back and out. He said, it's a big pain in the neck. So I said, well, you should just leave. So sure enough, we have this conversation. The next day comes. He's getting ready. He's going to go leave. He's got everybody ready to go. The guy's not there. He gets a phone call from the guy right before he's getting ready to leave. Oh, I'm running late. I'm going to be about an hour late. He said, well, that's great, but we're going. And he left. And he said, I have to tell you, he said, now, obviously, when you do these kind of things, you know, it kind of creates a little anxiety for yourself. Say, well, I'm going to do this and what's going to happen and what's the repercussion going to be. But he said, it was the most empowering thing I ever did. And he said, this guy had to take the train and figure out a way to get out there himself. And he said, it was just shifted the whole vibration of energy. So understand something, you get in life, you're going to get what you expect. So when you go into a new relationship, a new job, wanting to start a business, whatever it is that you're doing, check your expectation and say, what do I expect from this situation? And what beliefs am I holding on to? And what are the things that I'm already projecting? You know, you ever see people say, yeah, I'm going to do this, but I don't know. I don't feel good about it. You're already projecting negativity before you even took the first step. You're projecting negative energy. Yeah, you know, I want to go in business, but I failed before, so I'm not feeling good. How do you feel? So again, you go into a relationship. Why, you know, I've never had luck here, and I've had bad luck, and I haven't attracted the right people, or you know, I can't get a break, and I can't get a good date. whatever it is, your expectations are already out there, which sends energy out, which starts to create a situation. And I want to ask you to be very aware of your expectations of circumstances, situations, and other people. And when you place these expectations out there, especially with people that you know what they're going to do, you're setting yourself up for pain. So be aware of what you expect of others. And again, if you see people in your life that you are unable to work with, it's okay to walk away and say, I'm unable to work, deal with you because of how you operate. That's fine. You go, I'm not judging you. You go do that. You keep being late. That's fine. But I'm choosing not to deal with it anymore. And also being aware of what expectations you're sending out there with your own life and whatever is going on for you, whether it's work, whether it's money, whether it's relationship, whether it's health, what expectations do you have? So try to live expectation free. Just do things that make you feel good and that are aligned with your heart and your highest and greatest good. And you'll see the world in a very different way, in a much more peaceful way. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. Again, this is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe on Transformation Talk Radio. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. To find out more about Joe or download past podcasts, visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.